Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Look who's on the phone. Eddie Olczyk joining us to talk about not only hockey, but horse racing, too. Good morning, Eddie. How you doing? Oh, I got to press this button. Wait a minute. There we go. Eddie, what do you want to talk about first, the Blackhawks or horse racing?
Well, it's your show, Bob. So first off, you got to press that other button to let me on your show. So thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's the first thing I got to do. What's happening, by the way, with the NHL on NBC? We see you on NBC, and there's a new contract. Does that start next year? Is that what I saw?
Yeah. Next year, two new properties will be taking over the broadcasting rights for the National Hockey League. For the last 16 years on NBC, we've been the sole provider nationally, and the NHL negotiated a deal with ESPN and Turner Sports, and two new properties. So a lot like the NBA package, where you have the national broadcast on ESPN and TNT and TBS. So a different moving forward with the two new properties, but it's been a hell of a run for the NHL and NBC, and very proud to have been a part of it, and the horse racing coverage for the last 7 years.
Well, I hope we still get to see and hear you on the hockey games next year.
Well, I got one more year left on my deal with the Blackhawks, so that is the plan. I will hopefully be continuing to be on TV and in my opinion, talk about the greatest game in the world. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great run, and we're going to finish up strong on both ends, not only nationally, but locally with the Hawks with a few games to go. They don't have a lot of room for error here moving forward. Got a huge extra point last night with that late goal by the Cat, Alex DeBrincat, off a brilliant pass from Kaner, and unfortunately lost in overtime. But looking forward to finishing up the season and getting into the playoffs.
Eddie, good morning. Give us a sense of what it's like. Is there more of a sense of normalcy at Churchill Downs this year than there was last September when they ran the Derby?
Yeah, David, it's, just I think with the sense of people understanding what we all been going through here personally, professionally, psychologically over the course of the last year, and having the Kentucky Derby in the first Saturday in September and not have any fans here, but now knowing that we're getting a little bit closer to opening up, and you're going to have maybe 45,000 people here on Saturday. Usually we get 165 or 170,000 people on a normal first Saturday in May, and there is a buzz, there's an excitement, I think, for a lot of reasons. You know, to get back to the Derby and having some fun, and but also, people just getting out and associating with other human beings and having a good time, and but understanding that we're still living in a worldwide pandemic, and hopefully people will obey by the rules and mask up. But I got a feeling is when the pops start flowing, I got to imagine that the masks become optional when people start having a few too many pops. But we'll be doing our part on the broadcast on NBC.
Or mint juleps, actually. So tell me why I should not go with essential quality tomorrow.
Well, look, just the eye test tells me that, his last race, this horse is a perfect 5 for 5. And for people out there, essential quality is the number 14 horse. Going to be probably 2 to 1, meaning if you bet 2 to win, you'll put $6 and maybe 50 cents in your pocket, which is not a bad ROI. But he's 5 for 5. He comes off his last race where I thought he really, I won't say he exerted himself, but I mean, I think he was really all out to win that last race. I'm banking on that, maybe he's not good enough. Maybe he left his best race on the track for the last time that he ran. So look, I'm going to use him. I'm not going to use him in the top two spots. But look, he's done nothing wrong. I mean, he's done absolutely nothing wrong to be 5 for 5 and getting a chance to win the Run for the Roses on tomorrow. So look, he's going to be the favorite. I'm going to use him, David. But I think at the end of the day is that I think he might have left his best race on the track the race before. And you're going to need a little bit of everything because these horses are going to have to go 1.25 miles against 19 other horses, a full field of 20 as of now. And you need a little bit of luck as well. But The horse has done nothing wrong, and we'll see if I'm right or wrong. I'm not going to pick him. I'll just tell you that. I'm not picking him to win, that's for sure.
All right, so your top two spots then?
I'm going to go in the second spot. I'm going to go with the number nine horse, Hot Rod Charlie, who seems to be the real buzz horse here in Louisville right now. And then my pick is going to be the number one horse, the rail horse, Known Agenda. There is a hockey tie to this horse. The horse is owned by St. Elias Stable, which is owned by Vinny and Teresa Viola, and they happen to own the Florida Panthers of the National Hockey League, and they did win the Kentucky Derby a couple of years ago with a horse by the name of Always Dreaming. So the one horse on the rail. Now, I will say this. Numbers are what they are, and analytics are what they are, but we haven't had a winner of the Kentucky Derby coming out of post position one since 1986 with the great Bill Shoemaker aboard. A great horse by the name of Ferdinand. So you're going to have to stick handle your way through off the rail, get a position, but this horse is certainly able to get the distance, and that's an important part of this. They're going a mile and a quarter, and a lot of these horses I don't think can get the distance, but I think Known Agenda certainly can, and I'm hoping for at least 7 or 8 to 1 on the one horse Known Agenda.
Eddie, if I buy a lottery ticket over the weekend, what numbers shall I select?
Well, I mean, of course, when I do that, you got to play the 816 because that happens to be my birthday. So 816, I think, would be just fine, Bob.
Say no more. It's Eddie Olczyk. Hockey's just a hobby with him. He handicaps the horses. He'll be on NBC's Derby coverage. And we have the Kentucky Derby on the radio this year, don't we?
We do. 4 o'clock. What a great doubleheader, Eddie. We got the Kentucky Derby starting at 4, and then right into Blackhawks pregame with Chris Bowden at 6:30. How about that?
Wow. You talk about pucks and ponies on the mothership. That is awesome. All right.
Isn't it? How about that?
Awesome. Hey, how about this? I'll be tuning in, and I'll be waiting to hear the great Troy Murray and Johnny Weideman on the call. So I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Stay safe, and look forward to getting home after the weekend and getting to call the Blackhawks last 5 games. They got the huge game tomorrow, obviously, against the Panthers, and then 3 on the road in Carolina, and then 2 really big games because it sounds like we're going to have some of the greatest fans in all of sports and hockey that are going to be able to come to the United Center for those last 2 home games in the regular season. So really looking forward to that, and
that'll be
it'll
nice.
Be real exciting to get back home. So
Eddie Olczyk, always good talking to you, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on NBC.
We hope so, Bob. Thanks. See you, David.
Thanks, Ezzo.